authentic and real work, man. I like your work, man. I really do.
Appreciate it.
Been sharing to my friends and my wife, and then I showed her today. She was like, "You got him coming? Okay, good. We good." What we do start with, I like to ask this question, man. How you doing mentally, physically, emotionally, man?
Mentally, I'm good. I'm good. I'm in a good space. Mm-hmm. Physically, feeling great. I need to get some more rest. I will say that.
Yes,
indeed. Always on the move, always on the go, but feeling great. And you said spiritually?
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually feeling good, man. Feeling good. Yeah. All three, man. The trio is real good, man.
That's good, man. That's good. So in there, I say, what got you into comedy? And like, what made you fall in love with it?
What got me into it was once I realized that I had a gift to make people laugh,
mm-hmm.
Looking back over the years, I would say I noticed it back in middle school that I had, you know, the gift of gab and the ability to make folks laugh and, you know, uplift people's spirits, you know, things like that. What made me fall in love with it? It's probably the same thing that made me realize it, man. You know, I get a lot of messages from people saying, "Hey, man, that video you did about X, Y, and Z, man, that got me through the day." Once I got those messages, it kind of changed comedy for me and said, "Okay, it's people that are really getting something from this, so I need to give them something to, you know, maybe get them through their day." So that's what made me fall in love with it.
I like that, man. And with that, I would say, what is your it factor, man? Why you do what you do?
My it factor, man, it may sound cliche, but to really bring joy to the world, man, mm-hmm. to, you know, really connect people through humor, through laughter. Laughter is extremely contagious.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever been to a comedy show, once one person starts laughing, it'll carry throughout the room, man. So just spread the joy, man, spread the laughter.
Mm-hmm. I like that, man. I feel like that's we need more of that in the world because it's so much crazy stuff that happened in yet a day, in a couple of hours, better yet a week.
Man, come on. Every single day.
Yeah. So with it being a lot of comedy now and being now both young people, man, we just seen comedy come from the kings of comedy even before that, like seeing the different people we were able to see. How do you stay relevant and like how do you see yourself being authentic to comedy outside of just the social media skits, because you do stand-up comedy as well,
right? For me, I don't do anything that's trending.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do anything that's everybody is currently doing on the internet. I don't really speak on current events. All of my comedy, specifically my stand-up comedy, is all from real life experience that nobody else can take. So I bring my authentic self to the stage, to the internet, and just let that shine. And people connect with it or they don't. But that's not to say that I ever won't tell jokes that stem from current events or things like that. But all in all, I just tell my authentic truth.
You know,
who I am, where I come from, what I like, what I dislike, what I love. And I just stick to that, man. And, you know, that's what I know best. I know me, so I'm going to just stick with that.
Yes, indeed. I like that, too, because a lot of comedians that do that, it takes them a long way. You know, I'm a big Bernie Mac fan, and I know that's something that he tackles all the time.
Yeah, for sure, man. When you watch Bernie, you just felt it. Mm-hmm. Just felt the genuineness, man. Yeah, I love Bernie.
Yeah, it made you feel like you was there. Like he was like, yeah. In that house that didn't happen to my nephew.
Yeah.
Milking cookies.
I can relate to that. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And I can do the same with your comedy, man. So, and I would say, how do you prepare? Because I never get to ask this question, man. You always see a comic, but you never get to ask, like, how do you prepare for, like, a skit that's going on social media or the internet versus preparing for stand-up? And, like, how is that different?
When it comes to skits, again, you know, a lot of my stuff stems from real life experiences or just, you know, day-to-day observations. So it could be something that I either experienced through that day, my relationship, when I was in line somewhere, and I'll just exaggerate it. Or sometimes I don't even exaggerate it. You know, I may just tell it exactly how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And prepping for comedy, I kind of approach it the same way. Whatever whatever is really weighing heavy on my mind or on my heart, I'll either write to that, or, you know, I got a lot of different material. So when it comes to the stage, so if it just depends on that day. Maybe I'm feeling like, okay, I want to talk about my military background. I want to talk about my relationship. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about that. You know, I'll gauge it that way.
Cool, man. I like that. I like that. So, like, what has been, like, who are some of your favorite comedians in of today's time and of the past?
Ooh, of today's time, of today, some of my favorite comedians. I love Carlos Miller. Carlos. I like a guy by the name of Mark Norman. He's a white comedian out of New York. Sam Morril. And I got to throw a lady in there. My homegirl, Asia Chardonnay. Asia Chardonnay. She's a beast. She's phenomenal. And when it comes to back in the day, Bernie, definitely Bernie. Robin Harris.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Robin. Rest in peace, Bernie, and rest in peace, Robin Harris. Martin. When it comes to my comedic acting, Martin is probably one of my biggest influences. So definitely those three right there, and of course others. You know, old school and new school, but those are probably the ones I watch the most.
That's dope, man. And in that, I would say it's cool for you to say that. Martin is a person that keeps you like growing. Like, damn, let me go look at Martin. Oh, damn,
yeah,
this, that's dope. Because I do the same thing in a podcast space, man. I may watch someone, take some notes, and learn how they operate in different things like that. So that leads me to this, man. So with those being your favorite stand up people and stuff, man, what's your ultimate life goal when it comes to comedy and in general?
Ultimate life goal when it comes to comedy is to build my brand to the point where I can help other people get seen. I really want to put some other people on. I've done that on a lower level, on a lower scale with some series I've done, other skits and things like that. But really build my brand to a point where it's like something similar to a Def Comedy Jam, something similar to Kevin Hart's LOL Network. Hell, Tyler Perry, you know, something to that magnitude where if you made it to that, okay, your career is either going places or it's about to, you know, take off in a major way. And as for life, my biggest life goal, man, I'm all about knowing the truth. I want to know the truth, man, to key to life, the truth about God. I want to know the truth, man. I'm in search of the truth in everything.
I liked it. I feel like keep going at it, man. You definitely going to find it. And it's going to really reveal itself as time keep coming, man. Definitely. I know I have found out some stuff, man, that I didn't want to know. But, hey, I needed to know it, man. I think the older we get, we find our stuff. You like, hey.
Yeah, the truth, man, is that naked truth. Ain't nothing like it.
Yes, indeed. So with that, so outside of comedy, outside of all the things that I know you for, who is Nate Russ, man? Who are you?
Nate Russ is a man who is, again, in search of the truth.
Yes,
I'm a faith-filled man, a man looking for his wife. I tell you that, man. If any women gonna be watching this, a brother is single. A man that's in search of knowledge, truth, understanding, and a man who wants to really leave a legacy that people can be inspired from.
Got you. I like that, man. Before we do close, man, what you saying, that legacy, man, but it's all said and done, you know, comics, a lot of comics that we know retired, different things like that. What would you like to be remembered for?
As far as comedy goes?
Yeah, anything.
When it comes to comedy, I want to be remembered as a man who I'm not a clown. That's one thing I want people to understand. I'm a comedian. I'm big on intellectual humor. I'm not one is into slapstick and like Three Stooges type of comedy. That's not, that's that ain't how I want to be remembered. I want in the light of like a Dave Chappelle.
Right.
When people see Dave now, you know, he's transitioned over his career, but they see him now and it's, when he gets on that stage, it's so thought provoking.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Yes, indeed.
So that's more along the lines of what I want to be remembered for.
Got you. I like that, man. I see that happening for you, man. Go and get you a Comedy Central show, man.
Hey, man. They, when they see this, let them know. Like, hey.
I got you. I got you. So in there, man, would you happen to have any questions for me?
Yeah, man. How long? What got you in the podcast?
Man, so I'm an engineer by trade, so that's why I went to college for it, man. And
okay. What type of engineer?
Software engineer.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up.
So, man, and doing that, though, it's like, hey, it's fulfilling. You can make money, you know, but yeah. It's like, I ain't really giving back to people other than going to a school and telling them about my career or something like that. But I got a friend, two friends that's in media. One's in videography and the other one does editing. And
right.
When we was talking, I was like, man, he like, you always meet people, you always network with people. And I always been a big football fan, big comedian fan, like these different people that I know that are Black in entertainment. I was like, you know what? Let me see if I can start a podcast that brings on everyone. And not just focus on, oh, this person is son, so someone will bring them on. It's like, I want kids, young people, and older people to see that it's multiple professions out here as a Black person. And that's what made me do it, man. Since 2019, I've been doing it, man. And just trying to network with people because I feel like you said, I want to help a lot of people out. I feel like that's what we're here for, to be able to help and grow people. And I feel like that's why I do the podcast.
That's dope, brother. That's dope. Keep this going. Thank 2 years, now you're going to look up. Boy, it's going to be a for real network.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
what's
indeed.
Up, man? Keep this thing going, man. I love it. Love to see it, man.
Thank you, man.
Black people in tech, man.
Yes, sir. Definitely, man. I try to keep growing the people in tech, man, so they can pull up so the office can be full of Black folks.
Yeah, man. Black folks in tech. Black folks is everywhere. We are not a monolith.
Yes, indeed.
Tell folks that.
Yes, sir, man. But thank you for the day, man. I look forward to talking to you now. I know you're here. Names are going to be hitting you up, man.
Definitely, man. Hit me. You know how to reach me, brother.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, brother.